And I think I recall Raynette saying this one time, or something along the lines of this, and you can kind of help me out and correct me if I'm wrong there. But it was more along the lines of like, wow, I've been in church for all these years, and I feel like I've grown so much in just this one night or one weekend that I've done it 10, 15 years. I mean, help me out. You phrased it in your own way.
No,
what did you
say? I mean, you know, I have literally been in church all of my life, and, you know, to go to that one weekend of training, one weekend, I mean, a Friday night and a Saturday session, and feel as if I've, like, my eyes were opened. And it's not saying, you know, at first I was like, oh, my God, I don't know nothing about the Word of God. But it wasn't that. It was just that, you know, like you said, if you're not taught certain things, and I don't know why, you know, people didn't teach it. I don't really know why, but I'm glad that my eyes were open to it. And when I came back, you know, I'm telling everybody, I'm like, look, I told some people at my church, I don't know what we have going on the next weekend, but you really need to get down to this training. And it's something that I feel strongly about. You know, when I came home and I was just so excited, and I'm still excited about it. You know, I was talking to my husband about it. And, you know, you talk to different people about it because you want to share it with everybody else and let them know, look, this is not just about one or two people having the revelation of God. It's about everybody understanding that God can use you. Mm-hmm. It's not about you having a position. And I think that's where we've gone wrong, where we've taught people that, hey, you have to be ordained or you have to be licensed. No, are you saved? I mean, you know, it's about working and walking in the calling that God has for you. And being in church all your life does not equate you knowing who God is.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you may be religious, or it just may mean that, you know, you may know the Bible, but are you living it? Are you really looking at the Bible and reading it and studying it and really taking it and applying it to your life? And that's what that weekend did for me. It really let me know. The Bible just came alive for me. And I was happy about that because, again, being in that box, you just think, well, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once I get to that corner, I just have to backtrack, go across the other corner, then I come back, and you're just in this square box. You know, for 32 years, I was in a box.
Right, right.
you know, but I found the door.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I've been in church my entire life. I'm 32. Actually, I'll be 33 on this coming Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I attend Jackson Road Church of God in Christ. It's in Hartford. My father is the bishop and the pastor there. So I'm a PK, a pastor's kid, and, you know, I've been in ministry, was in ministry a very long time, just going through the ranks of the church in terms of being a missionary, being appointed an evangelist, being called out as an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, someone had said something earlier just about expectations.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was built in traditionalism, I think, just the traditions of the things that you learn, and it's good when you learn things, but, you know, in order for you to grow more spiritually and to be the person and the woman of God that He wills for you to be, you have to step outside of the box. And,
mm-hmm.
and for so long, I've been in the box just simply because of tradition, not kicking against it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things that you learn that you just think that that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of think like that for your entire life. And what the training did for me, it really allowed me to not look at things in that traditional way and understand that God moves in a way that when we just let Him. And one of the phrases that I went away from the training with was, this is the end of the one-man show.
The day of the one.
We were all standing in line, and we would just go from one to the next one, to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like the fast. Like, you know, I think it was the pace of it. And I was sitting there, and I'm like, Lord, am I going to be able to say a word to all of these people?
Mm-hmm.
But at about that time, we had really learned a lot. And I think it was the openness of it for me that really allowed me to be able to allow God to work and to move through us all. But that particular exercise, I didn't think going into it that I would be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But about time that we got to the last person, you know, we were all rejoicing.
You were flowing, couldn't hardly shut you up.
It was a wonderful experience, and I really, truly think about it all the time. And I can't wait till I'm able to come back and bring my husband.
Yeah, definitely.